6:36 right now on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we've got some big news here on KRDO News Radio, and I am super thrilled to introduce the incoming host of KRDO's Afternoon News. I'm the program director here, also the morning anchor, but as you guys all know, I've been in the afternoons for the past couple months, but I want to welcome back Dan Koschel, who is coming home to KRDO News Radio.
You know, you say a mouthful because coming home is what I wanted to do way back in 2012.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Dan was the original host of the afternoon program here on KRDO News Radio. I think back then we called it The Drive Home.
Right.
But from 2006 to 2012, and then since then, he's had a great career working in a lot of local broadcast outlets and also teaching the broadcasting courses out at Falcon Middle and helping to impart his love of broadcasting onto the next generation.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when the pandemic hit, the Zoom was just beginning. And the fact that Zoom is now available for kids to learn how to communicate and to be in the classroom and be able to teach them how to do this, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And it's going to be really fun. obviously, a lot of challenges still. We've got to kind of share you with Falcon Middle School. So we've been working on that at-home remote system. So Dan will be broadcasting live from the comforts of his classroom every Monday through Friday beginning this coming Monday.
And the best part is it's like a 12-hour shift. So I'll be, you know, teaching out there from 7:50 until I get off here at 7. So it's a, you know, 12-hour day.
Yep, and then the best part of it, too, is what better way to help show what actually goes on in the broadcasting world than to be show prepping for 3 hours of live radio with your students. So
I'm going to have most of the kids write the stories, and then I'm going to look at the way they write them. And it's interesting when you look at a middle schooler, the way they view the world. You know, they don't really look at news the way you and I do. Mm-hmm. They don't do that. So it's really going to be interesting from that standpoint.
Yeah. And again, just thrilled to have you back here on the team. You know, we've been talking, you know, it was talked about when I came on, that whole coming back and the passion for radio. And I knew when I would be put in a position to start to rebuild my team here on the radio that Dan was, you know, I talked to you soon after I got the job as program
director. How long
director.
Ago was that? I can't remember.
Back in October. So, I mean, we've been talking and we've kept up for years since we both left KRDO the first time.
Right.
So it is great. You know, it's been on my mind and I am so glad to finally be able to introduce you back here as the new host of KRDO's Afternoon News.
Absolutely. And Greg Neft is not coming along with me. So he's off into his own career. And I think it's in North Dakota?
Yeah, I think North Dakota.
So he's up in North Dakota and I'll be doing the whole thing here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, when you get to talk about stories about the new sports betting in Colorado, I mean, unbelievable. $1.2 billion. That's unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, during a pandemic, I mean, think about that.
Well, most of that's Justin.
That's right. Justin has been, and I've learned the new staff that I'm learning, Justin's becoming one of my favorites. You know why? Because he's going to be putting me on the air.
Yeah.
And he and I are going to work, we're going to work hand in hand. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And again, you know, Dan, no stranger here to KRDO. And really, what are some of the biggest things kind of that you've learned over the past few years coming back to KRDO?
Well, you mean from experience or what?
Yeah. You know, as far as, you know, what's different than, you know, if somebody might remember Dan Koschel hanging out on a scissor lift under a billboard for a week.
It's a lot different because I've been able to go to news outlets and learn what news is, what news gathering is, what makes the news. And I like to write it in a very interesting, very creative and very upfront way. And that's the way I like to deliver it as well. So my time up in Denver really has taught me so many valuable tools to be able to present the news, and I'm going to bring that here to this station.
Well, Dan, I am so thrilled to have you here, not just not having to work double duty, but having that team back, having, you know, that, you know, key piece of making this show what it's designed to be.
Absolutely. I mean, When you look at a show like this, it obviously the news at the top and the bottom of the hour, but we'll have interesting interviews throughout the show from the newsmakers, and you know, you hear that all the time, but we're going to dig deep into what people are actually talking about. You know, the last time I was on the air here at KRDO News Radio, there wasn't Twitter. I mean, it was just barely starting, and I wasn't really, you know, we weren't in tune with things like Twitter and TikTok and all those things. Though none of those things were around in 2012.
Yeah, and it is, you know, we've got a great team, me and Shannon in the morning, you in the afternoon. I think the sky's the limit here, and I am so thrilled for where we're going in 2021.
No doubt about it. And are we going to talk all the way up to Joel, cuz I want to intro Joel. Well,
no, we got to step away. Oh, you know how this clock, you know how the clock
have to make
works.
Money?
I know, come on.
We have to make money. All right.
What am I thinking?
Well, when Joel, can I intro?
Yes.
Joel? Okay.
All right. Well, we've got that traffic and weather together still ahead. And again, Dan Koschel will start trickling him in more. We're going to test out the remote system again.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the classroom.
Week, so we'll have that. I learned a lot of lessons with Shannon using it a couple months ago. So we are going to make that work. And we have another check of that traffic and weather together still ahead here on KRDO's Afternoon News.